Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Stay on Target. We are your hosts.
You can find us online at stayontargetpodcast.com.
All right, John. So this week, it's... Oh, happy Halloween to all you listening to the release.
I thought you were wishing me happy Halloween,
John,
Chris.
Happy Halloween, John.
Happy Halloween to you too, Chris.
Well, thanks.
Now, what are you leaving the listeners out for? You didn't wish them a happy Halloween yet.
You just yelled at me for putting them first. Happy Halloween to all the listeners out there as well. Yes.
Happy Halloween. It's, you know, it's that time of year. You guys are probably all dressed as various things.
Yes, as they're listening to this podcast.
Yeah, you know, probably dressed up just for the podcast.
Yes. So this week we're talking about our favorite Halloween movies.
Yeah.
Or scary movies, I guess.
Scary movies, like, or just, yeah, for sure.
Well, discussion.
We'll have a discussion about them.
Yeah. So what have you been up to this week?
Man, it's been a crazy week. Like, I'm gonna be, you know, out of town for a few days or whatever, but so it's just been like a weird, like, catch up on everything week.
Mm.
And so I've been trying to, like, catch up on some TV, and I can talk about a little bit of that later, because one of them is Sleepy Hollow, which is directly related to creepy things in Halloween.
It's not a movie, though.
No, it's the television series.
Yes,
which, like, you were a big proponent of last year, and like last season you were like, "That sounds really cool," and I was like, "Oh, it sounds really lame."
Yeah.
Then I started watching it, and now I bet you didn't even know it was renewed.
Yeah, I knew it was renewed. I don't keep up with it though.
Yeah, no, it's an interesting show for sure.
It was one of those things, like, you know, so there's only so many hours in the day, John.
Dude, no, exactly.
And so, like, I have to pick and choose, as we all do,
as everyone does,
what kind of media I can, or not what kind, but, you know, what things I consume. And Sleepy Hollow just, I don't know, just didn't make the cut.
Didn't fall high on that list at all. Yeah.
No. But, you know, like, I'm glad that it's doing well and that it's a good show, I guess.
Oh, well, okay, so we'll just dive into this right now. Like, right. I like the show, it's cool. I like the characters more than I like the show, though.
Mm.
Like, if you look at the plot or whatever, they have this big, like, get-out-of-jail-free card, basically, because everything kind of is supernatural, and so it's, if you need something to happen in the plot, you can say, oh, so I was reading in this biblical text from back in the, you know, like, Dark Ages or whatever, about some crazy... Anyway, so, like, you can just kind of get out of jail that way. Like, get yourself out of different plot points that way. So, like, that's the only thing about it that I'm not really sold
on. Hey, there's this crazy villain. Like, oh, man, I found this old book in the library that says how to kill him.
Exactly.
Mm.
Or the opposite side of that, where, like, the villain needs to do something or take over something, and then... The hero has to find out about it somehow. So rather than it being like completely under the radar, it's like, oh, but there's this sword in it, you know. So anyway.
Yes.
But yeah, so like there's a lot of that stuff going on. So anytime you deal with supernatural things, I think that's kind of just a that's kind of a problem that you run into.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even the show Supernatural, which ran for so long.
It's still on.
Is it still on?
It
it's
is
in
its
last
on.
Season, isn't it?
Yep, it is.
That's right.
That's crazy, dude.
Dude, it's nuts.
So long.
Did you ever watch that show?
Yeah, for a while.
Did you
I mean, just like maybe a season, but I don't know. It just didn't stick. It was just kind of like, it was back in the days whenever like the only television station, you know, I had to watch. I didn't have cable. And I'm like, well, the CW has shows, so I guess I'll watch that.
They're for the teenagers.
Yes. Yeah, so.
These are supposedly age appropriate for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, like this is what you're supposed to watch. So I'm going to watch a lot of reruns and Supernatural and... what's the other one?
90210.
Oh man, I watched that show. I started to say I loved that show. Didn't love that show, but I watched it.
But you watched it, yeah. It's part of your life.
Yeah, yeah.
Part of that thing. So Chris, what have you been up to this week? I've talked a lot about me.
Okay.
And we had went off on some tangents there, but
yeah. So this week I watched a lot of the World Series.
Dude,
I was rooting for the Kansas City Royals. My condolences to everyone.
That last few minutes that last game,
the
heartbreaking.
Well, you know, well, number one, first of all, Bumgarner's a beast,
dude.
Like, it's unbelievable what he pulled off. Number two, like, you know, like, well, let's talk about the last inning just for a second.
Okay? Yeah.
So I really feel like they should have sent the guy who hit the triple. I can't remember his name, but they should have sent him home.
Why didn't they have a throw at the plate? Like, if you're gonna go out of the World Series. go out with a bang. Go out exactly. Having nothing left.
Well, it's like, and no one's been hitting Bumgarner, and you finally get a triple. Like, just send him home. Like, they weren't even ready to throw the ball back in at that point.
Well, there's like errors all over the place.
Force a play at the plate and see what happens.
Put the pressure on, because obviously nobody had moved all night long. All night long, basically.
Yeah.
And so the outfielders fumble the ball the minute they have to go run for it, you know? And so what happens if you force them to move even more and throw it to the plate?
The other thing was, you know, like that last at bat, it's like Bumgarner could have been throwing a watermelon straight down the middle of the plate and they wouldn't have hit it.
No, not like, at all.
It doesn't matter at that point what he was. They were just swinging.
Oh, yeah.
To swing the whole last inning. But I divulge, for those of you who do not like baseball.
Don't tune in to listen to us wax poetic about baseball necessarily. Yep.
I've also been, we've been playing a lot of Destiny.
Yeah.
But the thing that I've been most intrigued about this week is I've gotten into another podcast.
Oh, yes?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It is a podcast by the creators of This American Life, which is a good podcast, but it's called Serial. And it's,
isn't This American Life on Hulu as well? Like, isn't there like a show or something like that?
I do not know.
I don't know either.
Possibly.
I think so. I think it actually features Paul Blackthorne, who is Detective Lance on Arrow.
Really? This sounds... We're gonna have to check this out. Fact check this.
Fact checking now.
All right. So anyway, so it's a serialized podcast. It's going to be week to week. It's a true crime story, and so basically, it's this reporter who was contacted at some point by friends of the family of someone who's convicted for murder, and they believe he's innocent. She starts, you know, going on this road. Is he innocent or did he kill? And what I thought was going to happen in this story, I thought this was going to be very one-sided. And it was like, okay, well, we're trying to prove his innocence or something like that. When it's really not. Like, it's surprisingly very very fair on both sides. You know, one second, you know, they'll present a lot of evidence. So it's like, yeah, like, highly probable he didn't do this. And then, like, you know, 2 seconds later, they'll, you know, present some kind of evidence that really does not look good for him. And so it's really cool. I really like it. I enjoy it. It's really the production value. I think we were talking earlier that it's like these kind of stories, you know, you see them on like TLC or like True Crime or True TV or something like that. And it's kind of like, okay, well, these are just, you know, cheap stories that you can produce.
By the way, I was wrong.
Okay.
He did a thing on Hulu called The American Journey.
Oh, okay.
Which is different than the podcast This American Life.
Yes.
Yes. So anyway, I was completely wrong, completely off base. I apologize. Continue, Chris.
Did you watch the other one, though, with Paul Blackthorne?
I watched an episode. It's great.
That's cool. It's good. I'll check that out. So anyway, and like we were talking about, like how these stories, like, the, you know, true crime stories aren't necessarily captivating or interesting, except for how you tell them. And, you know, I mentioned, like, John Grisham wrote a book called The Innocent Man, and that story probably wouldn't have intrigued me, except for it was a very, very well written, you know, like he told the story well. And it's that way with anything, you know, like you can tell any story badly and well, and, you know, it's always better if you tell it well. And this is very well produced, you know, like it's amazing that you hear, like, the interviews and between the police and certain witnesses and stuff like that.
Even
you hear,
like, phone calls that she's made.
Yeah,
and
to the guy
cool
in prison.
Like,
yeah, like, and there's music that comes in very, like, you know, good times, and they reveal, like, pertinent information at very good times. You know, like, this, I think it was the second episode, and she was like, but guess what? I had her diary. And I'm like, what?
Mind Why didn't blown. You tell us this before?
Exactly.
By the way, spoilers for that second episode,
yeah, sorry
I guess.
About that.
But,
yeah, yeah. But you should definitely check it out. It's in the sixth episode, so you're not that far behind. Like, I think the first one was almost an hour. The other ones are around 30 minutes. So it's like, it's not sucking up a lot of your time, but it's very intriguing. You know, like, I've been enjoying that.
Add it to your podcast life.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I don't know. That's what I've been up to this week.
That's cool, dude. Well, we also, okay, so Halloween, man.
All right.
It's coming up.
It is.
And, obviously I don't think you're going to divulge what you're going to be for Halloween.
No, I'm not.
And I won't either because you're not. And okay. It's not because it's some big secret. Like, okay. If anybody else were to ask, I would probably tell them.
Well, I'm having a party, and so we're going to see each other.
This is true.
Thing, so
you usually have like these epic parties.
This is the fourth annual.
Yes. And so I'm not going to tell you just because you're not going to tell me. And yes. that's the way it is, Chris.
That's cool. Yeah, we'll have to post some pictures on
some photos.
Yeah, on our Twitters.
On the Twitters.
Yeah,
the Twitter
at ChrisWright250
and at JohnWright777. Did we say that at the beginning? Like, nope. Is that the second plug?
No, we didn't.
Ooh,
we didn't.
Good.
We didn't say that earlier.
We delayed it so long.
Yeah. So yes. So I don't know what our point was with that.
I was just saying Halloween's coming up.
That's true.
But so, first, the news.
The news.
So I definitely just cut you off.
You did cut me off.
I don't know.
I'm very upset.
The news was coming, man. The news was coming down the pike. I was trying to tee this news thing up, and I realized I didn't tee it up nearly as well as I should.
So what I was going to mention was, last week we talked about, you know, like how to survive. Last week's episode was gigantic, number one.
Oh,
it was like
huge.
2 hours long.
The last two episodes have been like 90 minutes long.
Talked about how to survive the zombie apocalypse. I got some feedback from several different people on that, though, in that we didn't really relate a lot of what we heard to the zombie apocalypse. Very well.
Mm.
Yes. Because the class kind of wasn't like that, and so we kind of just regurgitated a bunch of information.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of bored people.
Might have.
I apologize about that. We'll do better. Betty?
We'll do Betty
in the future.
It's very strange. We'll do better in the future whenever we talk about zombie apocalypse preparedness.
Yeah. So, I have some news.
Yes.
Let's like blast through it.
Okay.
Okay. First bit of news. Wii U and 3DS games soon available to get or to pre-download games, which those are the remaining systems, except for the Vita, that out there and last gen, but we don't think about that, that can pre-download
what
things.
What gen? I don't know. Okay, so that's awesome. I have a 3DS. I'm looking forward to purchasing games, and so mm-hmm. like especially like Pokemon mm-hmm. Omega mm-hmm. Ruby and Alpha Sapphire
yep.
are coming out. I'm looking forward to purchasing them. But it's going to take all night to download whenever I do, or it's going to take at least an hour to download that sucker. Yep. So
some big YouTube news for those of you who are big YouTube people and either watch and consume content or produce your own content. YouTube now supports 60 frames per second. So that all of your games that are running at 1080, 60 frames per second, it'll support it now. Although the catch is only on Google Chrome browser.
Really?
Currently. I'm sure that they'll figure out how to get it on the other browsers, but you know, I think it probably takes an update or something.
That's
like
interesting.
That.
I wonder if because I know like the Freddy W guys, the Rocket Jump guys, they did Video Game of High School. I haven't watched most. I've only seen season one or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a lot of their action sequences in high frame rates, and they had to use their own players. And I wonder if they actually will be able to use the YouTube players now.
I'm sure they will. And they did put them on YouTube. It just didn't play in high frame rate.
Right.
Destiny has announced its new DLC. Yep. It's called The Dark Below. It's going to include...
The Dark Bellow.
I don't think that's what it's doing or how it's pronounced. It's going to have a new raid. A new strike, some new multiplayer maps, and a couple new story missions.
I love how you shrugged on the multiplayer maps.
Because no one likes the multiplayer map.
Does anyone care?
No one cares.
No one cares.
Yeah. We're not fans of it. No one's fans of it.
Actually, there are some people that almost exclusively do it. And,
oh, yeah,
and that's
I'm sure.
cool. That's cool for you know, if you enjoy it, go for it. I can't wrap my mind around it because I'm always the one that the people that always do it are killing. So I'm just the cannon fodder for more experienced players.
We also have some Call of Duty news. So we want to blow this out of the water right now?
Oh man. Okay. So here's the thing. Like you set this up to me where you said, "Do you want to?" You stepped into the room dramatically and said, "Do you want to know some spoilers about Modern or about Call of Duty Advanced? No, is it Advanced Warfare?
Yeah, it's Advanced Warfare. So Advanced first Warfare. Of all, I said this could be a game changer.
Okay.
And then I said...
I asked if it was about the story.
And I don't know.
You said you didn't know.
I still don't know.
And you said if it is, it's pretty epic.
Yeah. So if you don't want any Call of Duty Advanced Warfare spoilers, do not listen to the next, I don't know, what do you say, a couple minutes of this podcast?
We'll time it. We'll set our timer for 4 minutes.
All right. Okay. 3, 2, 1. So, John, the new... Call of Duty Advanced
Spit it
Warfare
out. We've only got four
has
minutes.
A zombies mode, possibly. So this is the thing. Some kind of like video leaked on the internet, and it just shows some soldier running up and saying, "Look at me, soldier. Are you bit?" And that's what we've got.
So how – here's my question. How does this type of thing just leak?
I mean,
like, I mean, is there somebody?
Everything.
Oh, this is the perfect
days,
amount of like. This is Halloween. It's the perfect time to leak something about zombies.
Well, they didn't mean to leak it. So, like, you know, Glenn Schofield, the founder of Sledgehammer Games, basically said on Twitter, "Yeah, it sucks that this was leaked. Can't do anything about it now. But wouldn't it be awesome if you're just playing along and then this happens in the game?" So that to me, like the way he phrases that, I can pull up the actual quote, but the way he phrases it makes me think that it happens during some other gameplay that wouldn't normally be a zombies mode. So it wouldn't be necessarily a mode. It could happen in the campaign.
Dude, so that's interesting, and it's completely different from like what Treyarch has done in the past with like a zombies mode, but it potentially could lead to a zombies mode. The weird thing about this is there's already a four-player co-op mode in this game, and it's very similar to how Modern Warfare 3 had their Spec Ops stuff. So it's like
not the Spec Ops.
It was called Spec Ops. It's like that survival stuff. They changed it.
Spec Ops was still Modern Warfare 3 was still the co-op, like two people doing these very strategic things. It was something. It was called something completely different.
Okay, so but anyway, so they did that mode, and so like I don't know. It's interesting that we've already had like this four player co-op kind of thing going on, and that if it does end up being a zombies mode, what did they just show some random footage that they about gameplay and stuff that they're not going to use, or are there literally these two different modes in there, or has Treyarch kind of come in and said, "Hey guys, we've got some zombies for you," and helped them out a little bit? Yeah. I'm not sure what's going on here, man.
Yeah, so the exact quote is, "Nothing I can do about it now, but yeah, it sucks. Imagine you're playing and this comes up, you'd be psyched, right?" I would be. So this is the thing. This makes me more excited for this game. Like, it gives me something familiar to grab onto, be like, I like zombies mode. Like, I want to play this game now.
So do you think it's going to be in the campaign, or do you think it's going to be a multiplayer kind of mode?
From the way he phrases it, I think it's going to be in the campaign. Now, like,
yeah,
maybe if after you finish the campaign, then it becomes a mode. But I don't think they were planning on necessarily even promoting. And the game comes out, what, next week?
Yeah.
And, like, they weren't planning on necessarily promoting it.
Right.
I mean, otherwise they would have done it already.
Right.
Like, maybe after it releases? I don't know, dude.
Dude, it's baffling, and it's really confusing to me that we could potentially be playing more zombies.
Yeah.
And it's because I didn't expect that for another year. Until Treyarch comes out with their game, I didn't expect it. The one thing I will say is that if they've got a zombies mode in there, I hope it rocks.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't suck.
Well, that's what you were saying. Like, okay, we trust Treyarch with zombies because they've done it before, and
it's a big joke to them. Like, I mean, the zombies mode, it's like it winks at everything pop culture, zombies and everything. I mean, it's like amazing because of that.
The thing that I think would be cool is if Treyarch is actually doing this zombies mode, like they've done in the past, where the other studios have helped out with different modes within the game. It'd be cool if this were Treyarch's extension of the zombies mode.
That would be nuts.
And it now
dude.
Comes every other year, no matter what the franchise is.
I wonder, I mean, what happens whenever Treyarch has their own game? Does it come with zombies still?
I mean, not if it comes next year. They're supposed to have a game next year.
Right.
And I don't know. Who knows? Like, it depends on what this is, actually.
3, 2, 1.
All right.
Time's up, dude.
Time's up. Well, we will stop talking about.
No more spoilers.
No more spoilers.
We're going to continue with the news.
Yes. All right. So. There's
lots of it.
The last bit of news that I want to talk about that we'll spend some time on.
Okay.
Marvel released its slate of movies through 2020 or 18.
It's phase 3 of the zombies films. Like or not zombies films. What am I talking about, Chris?
Yeah.
I've got Halloween on the brain. So it's phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right.
Because we just got done with phase 2, and we've kind of, there's lots of things that are building up here. But these are amazingly more connected than the ones that we've had even in this phase.
Yep. All right. So,
yeah.
Coming up next year.
Yep.
Okay. We have first Avengers Age of Ultron.
Which, by the way, trailer? Did you watch
the trailer? Did you see the television trailer?
I haven't watched it because I avoid all of these things.
Do you want me to describe it to you?
You can describe it, but just give me your thoughts, like your opinions.
Well, okay, so like the
you can do whatever you want, Chris.
The trailer that showed during S.H.I.E.L.D. wasn't necessarily like, I mean, it looks cool, but it doesn't like reveal really much about the movie. It just shows these guys in different, action things. I don't know how, even know how to describe it. It's just like you see all the characters, okay, doing different things.
For sure. I thought it was interesting that whenever the trailer leaks early, because it was supposed to be that trailer, the Age of Ultron trailer during Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and yeah. then it leaks early, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is left with nothing, and so they're like, no, let's do some exclusive footage
right.
for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So, you know, then now there's a TV spot where it starts off with everyone at Tony Stark's place. They're all trying to lift Thor's hammer. We kind of knew that this would take place.
Right.
And it's awesome. It's hilarious. Like, you know, they have a chemistry together that is just, you know, there's electric.
Electric. I mean, they've saved the world together. How could you not?
It's true. So anyway, you should check out the trailer. I'll post it on stayontargetpodcast.com. We'll make a note of that. Ant-Man is coming up again after that. Okay, so Age of Ultron concludes Phase 2, and then they begin Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Okay, so first we have Ant-Man, then we have Captain America Civil War, which that storyline in the comics is there's a split between Captain America and Tony Stark and how and the Superhero Registration Act in the comics. And so that will be a big deal. We move on to Doctor Strange. Then we have Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Doctor Strange, who rumor has it is Benedict Cumberbatch, which
would be amazing.
Is awesome.
Then we have Thor Ragnarok. Then we have the Black Panther, which they've said.
It's just like, that's not, like, after Guardians of the Galaxy, Thor Ragnarok is not a big deal now. It's just like, we're just doing that. We're just doing something that no one knows what it is.
Well, I mean, I think that was a storyline in the comics as well, where it could possibly be the end of Asgard. We'll see. Black.
You sound skeptical. We'll see.
I don't know.
I don't think that
could be Black Panther, which they've said is going to be a cornerstone moving forward. After that movie, he was on stage with Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans at the event. After that, this is the part that gets crazy, John.
Yep.
Avengers: Infinity War Part 1.
Okay.
Okay. Then Captain Marvel, Inhumans, and Avengers Infinity War Part 2. So we're getting two Avengers movies, there's going to be four total, and this one's going to be a two-parter, which is wild because, like, and it's going to take, this is my thing, okay. So far, all of these movies have taken place in succession to each other in time as well as when they were released.
Right.
Okay. If this were a proper Infinity War movie, Part 1, Part 2, it picks up like right after the end of Part 1. But you have two movies in between there. I kind of think that's going to take place later.
You think that it's going to be basically a continuation of this huge arcing story over those other movies?
Yeah. And this is the thing.
Cool idea.
I could see them setting up, you know, like some... I could see the second movie of this do... what do you call this? It's not a trilogy.
It's not a trilogy.
I don't know. Anyway, the second movie, just being just all out, was just war. Like, that's just all it is fighting.
Fight scenes. Dude, that could be awesome.
Yeah.
The one that I'm really excited about is Captain Marvel. Because Carol Danvers is so awesome in the comics. And just recently, I've actually been picking up like her run on it.
That's confusing because they don't really usually call her Captain Marvel. They usually call her Miss Marvel.
Yeah, but that's only because, okay, so
this
what
is Captain Marvel in the DC universe is why they don't do that.
Well,
this is Shazam.
They shouldn't, they got on some strange ground because he was around, but they had Captain Marvel first in Marvel. And so then, they can't call Captain Marvel in the DC universe. They can't really market him as Captain Marvel.
Right.
They have to call him Shazam.
Right.
But Captain Marvel was always there was always Captain Marvel and Ms. Marvel. And just recently, in the comics, Captain Marvel died. And so, Ms. Marvel, who was also a captain in the military or whatever, has taken on the mantle, reluctantly took on the mantle of Captain Marvel, of the official comic and things. And so that's actually awesome. I like that idea a lot. And she's a wonderful character. I'm excited to see her on the big screen.
I think it's worth noting also that the Inhumans movie is basically going to be Marvel's attempt to negate the need for the X-Men. That's going to be their foray into mutants, people with powers, and
So are they just gonna be making up a bunch of different new characters for the Inhumans movie, basically?
No, there are Inhumans in the comics, you know, and that's how they get around, you know, things like, you know, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver being true. In both universes.
They can't call them mutants.
Right.
Call them Inhumans.
Exactly. So
makes sense.
Yeah. So like, I mean, that's gonna be crazy. Like,
it's gonna be weird to see.
Think about this. Okay. Avengers Infinity War. We already know it's gonna be about the Infinity Gauntlet. We've seen they've released a teaser image of Thanos wearing the Infinity Gauntlet. So at some point he gets this Infinity Gauntlet, maybe in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. Maybe Captain Marvel is working with the Guardians, and that happens in Guardian or Captain Marvel. Who knows? Okay. But think about all the people who could be in Avengers. Okay. You have the original Avengers.
Yep.
Captain America, Thor, yep. Hulk,
Guardians
Iron Man,
of the Galaxy.
Black Widow,
okay.
Hawkeye.
Okay.
All the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay. Okay. So how many? That's four guys that's, in the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So are we counting people now? Are you counting?
We got 11 okay. so far.
All right. Cool. So then we have Doctor Strange.
Yep.
All right. We have Thor.
Yep.
Okay. We already counted Thor. Black Panther.
Yep.
Okay. Captain Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Think about the TV shows that are going to be out. We're going to have, we have Ant-Man as well.
Ant-Man. But we also have Scarlet Witch and...
Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver.
Yep.
Okay. Then we have everyone in the TV shows. So that's going to be Daredevil and The Vision. And what are the other two? There are two more. Okay.
That's 21.
So at 21.
21, dude. Can you imagine the big screen being just destroyed by 21 people fighting?
How do you even keep track of that? Like,
21 and Thanos, too.
Well, that's the thing. I think that in itself will lend to, like, that it will take all 21 of them to bring Thanos down. That's pretty incredible. And then you have all the Asgardians, all right? Then you have all the Nova Corps. And all the Kree, possibly, battling...
And Agent Coulson.
And Agent Coulson battling all of them by himself. Yes, dude.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like, this is it's incredible. But what this is, it's mind-blowing in and of itself. But if I look at this and I go, okay, what does this mean for perhaps Star Wars? And you wonder, what does Star Wars look like?
What is their
like
plan for that?
Basically, when did Iron Man, the first Iron Man come out? Was that 2003? Okay, so a decade. Like, it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
A little over 10 years or whatever, and we're looking at this. So 10 years from next year,
yeah,
we're looking at this, potentially, in the Star Wars universe.
Which would be amazing.
That'd be nuts, dude.
I have one more thing to put this in perspective.
Okay.
All right. So... someone put together a list of every single movie that is coming out between now and 2020, and this includes these franchises: Marvel, DC, Fox, Sony, and Star Wars. Okay.
Okay.
This doesn't include Harry Potter, Star Wars spinoffs, Netflix original shows, network shows, or anything else that could relate to these. Okay.
Okay.
So, you know, Clone War or not Clone Wars, but Rebels is not in here and all that kind of stuff. All right.
Neither is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
Avengers, Age of Ultron, Ant-Man, Fantastic Four, Star Wars Episode 7, Deadpool, Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, Captain America, Civil War, X-Men, Apocalypse, Suicide Squad, Doctor Strange, Sinister Six, Wolverine 3, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Wonder Woman, Thor, Ragnarok, The Fantastic Four 2, Black Panther, Justice League Part 1, Star Wars Episode 8, Amazing Spider-Man 3, The Flash, Avengers Infinity War Part 1, Captain Marvel, an untitled Fox film, it's going to be X-Men or Fantastic Four crossover, Aquaman, Inhumans, Shazam, Avengers Infinity War Part 2, Justice League Part 2, and Star Wars Episode... Nine.
Yep. Dude, that's crazy. You just listed a bunch of awesomeness. How many movies is that?
That's 32 films between now and 2020.
Do we have enough money?
No, I don't have enough money.
Not at all.
Or time. But
not a chance.
The awesome thing is we all know like what's gonna be the topics of the podcast for several weeks and all these years. Yeah.
I mean, man. Like, yeah, if we picked so here's the thing. If we took all of those films and did one every week, you would last
32 weeks.
So about 7 or 8 months.
Yeah.
Nuts, bro.
It's ridiculous. And that's the thing. Like, my first thought, I was just like, overwhelming. It's just, it's overwhelming. And it's just like, that's just excessive.
And we're going to have to start rating these things on a different scale, because if you have so many in the market, they can't all be good.
Well, that, and that's the thing. You know, like...
Even Marvel. Okay, so even Marvel. Marvel has arguably not had a bad film yet.
Right.
But can they sustain this? Will there eventually be a misstep? Will there eventually be a bad film?
Well, it's going to be like, who will blink first is what it's going to be, because... it depends. Like, there's not enough fan. Like, I don't think there's enough fan money to go around to keep all these franchises alive at this pace. I think this is the most that we'll see these things. You know, like, let's look at. I think it looks like 2017 has the most. Let's see, 1, 2, 3.
I mean, even if. I mean, honestly, you're not just shooting for the fans.
Yeah,
you're shooting for general audiences, because it's, you know, even. People who are fans of comic books, or are even fans of the cinematic universe, but maybe not read the comics or whatever. I don't think that just general audiences have that much of an attention span for any one type of thing. Right. So I don't know. It's just, you're going to have to tell some really intriguingly interesting stories with all of these different characters, mm-hmm. in order to keep it interesting. Because if we keep telling the same Spider-Man or the same like hero story or the same Batman story or the same whatever, over and over again for that many years, there's no way you're going to captivate people every time.
Yeah. So 2017 has 8 movies, you know, and this is within, like, what if something else gets announced, you know, like what if, you know, like one of the Harry Potter movies is in there. And then what if, you know, there's a couple other movies you want to see that year, that summer, like,
just forget it, dude.
And that's the thing. I think there's a limited amount of money that will go around eventually, and someone's going to lose big time. Someone's going to spend, you know, a couple $100 million on a movie, and it's going to tank.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could throw off the other movies in the franchise, quote unquote.
Yeah. I think it really just all comes down to, you got to be innovative. You got to keep pushing that envelope, from what stories you can tell, and branch off from some of the, some of the stories in the comics or whatever.
I'll tell you who I think will survive any kind of like downturn like that will be Marvel and Star Wars. Those are the only two that I think are bulletproof right now.
Well, you look at like the Fox films or like with the X-Men and things like that. While those have been around for longer and for a very, very long time, they very much have their ups and downs in people's minds. You know, there's entire movies that people just will write off completely.
Right.
And even Bryan Singer kind of wrote off completely one of the films in the last one. So anyway, like there's a lot of stuff going on there. And then I don't think that Amazing Spider-Man universe can really hold up other than Andrew Garfield.
It depends on how they craft it. It's definitely not there right now.
Right.
You know?
I mean, Andrew Garfield's the only one that I'm really, like, sold on there. So I just don't think the Secret Six and keeping that up is gonna hold for them. And then we've already, you know, numerous times discussed how, like, unsettled we are with the potential behind a DC universe, that sort of thing. So
it's shaky, and we have yet to see how that will pan out. If they do it right, that could work, you know, for sure.
Yeah, it could be great.
I think the shakiest position right now is either DC, just because we don't know what everything's... We've had one movie in this, you know, huge franchise that they're building.
Yeah.
I think another person, you know,
lots
company that's shaky is Fox, you know, because, yeah, we have the X-Men, but where are we going to go after Apocalypse? They're rebooting the Fantastic Four, but they've never been, you know, great... movies anyway.
Yeah, you know, that's like, a weird one that every time I hear something about it, I'm less excited about it, which it shouldn't be the case. You know? Right.
So I don't know. I think they're on shaky ground as well. Like, I feel like, you know, Fox feels like they're rushing things. The Spider-Man movies, while good, they, you know, there's still a lot of plot holes, and like, I feel like there's a lot of, you know, rewrites happening. Like, it doesn't feel like they get their ducks in the row. Although the last couple X-Men movies have been amazing. So
yeah. You know, if you look at Star Wars and look at where that could potentially go, we've only got the 3 movies, no spinoffs, really 100% announced yet. But that's something that'll be a breath of fresh air. Like, you look at all these superhero movies.
Right.
And even the ones that are based in space, or even the ones that are based in Asgard, they're all kind of been there, done that. Whereas Star Wars in the recent future, or in the recent past, we haven't had anything like that. We haven't had anything like that type of a story.
Yeah, it's exciting for sure. Thinking about Star Wars in this in this way. Like, okay, we could have, I mean, I think their goal is to have a Star Wars film every year.
Right.
And in some way it will build upon, you know, the same universe for sure. They're not going to be like completely separate stories that don't relate to each other.
Right.
It's not the way that Disney works right now with these movies.
Right. And I just think like with the slate that you just said, it's like you're going to be seeing superhero movie, superhero movie, superhero movie, Star Wars. Oh,
yeah,
you know, you're going to
smile.
That's true. Every time you go to the theater.
But I mean,
see a
but
Star
think
Wars.
About it. You'll have it. You're right. You'll have it next to like, you know, Thor, and you'll have it next to Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, it's kind of cool. Like the direction that we're going, where we're not so Earth based with this kind of stuff, and you know, it'll shake it up a bit for sure.
Definitely.
That's the news.
All right, Chris.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Halloween and some scary flicks and some memories.
No memories.
I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there, trying to be all waxing poetic and nostalgic and whatever.
All right. So
Chris.
Yeah.
What's your, like, there's experience with scary movies for me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not like that kind of a person necessarily, mm-hmm. but there are key ones that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And, but what is like from the past, like not recent.
Past.
Like what is a good old film
okay.
that is scary that you like?
Okay. Well, back in the day, I don't think it was like, you know, out of your mind scary, but whenever we were growing up, I really liked the Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
I was going to say that exact same one. What are you talking about? Did you just reach in my brain and pull that out, Chris?
I believe so.
No, that literally was going to be the exact same one that I was going to do.
That's amazing.
I remember being frightened at that film.
Really?
Like, genuinely, like, on like pins and needles in that movie the first time I saw it. It's a hilarious film, and it's like...
It's Don Knotts.
Yeah.
And it's really funny. It's
how
scary.
Did you do that, Chris?
I don't know, dude. It's a great movie. Well, we both grew up together, so
that's
like
true. That's true.
We both liked the same things, I think.
Yeah, dude. So that was a great movie, and it's interesting. Don Knotts was on Andy Griffith, and supposedly the story is he didn't know how long Andy Griffith was going to go, and so he made all these like he asked like Andy, and Andy was like, "Yeah, it's going to go this many years or whatever." And so he did all these movie contract deals,
mm-hmm.
and then kept putting them off after season. Season like after it kept getting renewed and you know, did so well, and that at the end of it, like there's the last like I think season and a half or two seasons or so that he's not on the show
mm-hmm.
because he had all these contracts that he had to fulfill with these movies, and
yeah,
this was kind of one of them. So
yeah, and I really like it. You know, he does a great job. It's a great movie.
Yeah, dude, awesome.
All right, so what's a movie that's maybe I don't know, with not maybe 10 years ago. Like, what's a good scary movie that you like?
So maybe not scary per se, but Halloween related
okay.
is the Harry Potter films. Because this is around the time that I first was introduced to the Harry Potter films.
Yeah.
And so like I just kind of associate fall with Harry Potter.
Okay.
I associate the Christmas time with Lord of the Rings and Hobbit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like every year I try to make a point to like pop in at around this time. But around this time, mm-hmm. I'm all about Harry Potter.
Nice, nice.
That theme just gets me.
That's cool.
Halloween, man. Well, how about yourself? 10 years.
Like 10 years ago, I think, you know, I remember about the first time we watched like The Ring.
Oh,
you know?
Gosh.
It was
that movie.
I mean, you watch it now and it's like, okay, this is not necessarily super scary, but it was very, very intense back in the day.
Well, it's like a psychological thriller, man. It's
yeah.
just it's really weird. Like whenever we watched that, I remember we watched it with our cousin. Like
mm-hmm.
a week, like less than a week before we went to Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so Alaska has like those big tall trees like we're in that. So a lot of the
yep.
landscape was the same.
Yep.
We stayed on like a horse ranch one night.
That's true.
So it was pretty freaky for that. Until like that week goes up or whatever, you're pretty freaked out just a little bit.
That's true.
And we were in Alaska. So it's like you're in the middle of nowhere like they kind of were.
Right.
Anyway, so
yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Or did I ask you that?
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, I have a top three scary movie list.
I don't think
okay?
I have a top three.
You don't have a top three?
I don't think I have a top three.
Do you
three.
Have a top scary movie?
Top scary movie. No, but I can tell you, like, back in, so around this time of year, also, you have all of these cable networks or whatever mm-hmm. that do their spookathons and their
right.
fright fests and whatever. They're big marathons of like horror films.
Yeah.
And so, I remember one year. I just kind of like watched a bunch of horror films,
yeah.
like just kind of just left the TV on and binge watched a bunch of horror films
yeah.
from classic horror films like the Freddy films and the
yeah.
whatever. And It, the film It.
Oh man. Yeah.
Is like a really freaky, like it's the clown thing.
Yes.
But it's like, I remember being very, very unsettled by like It.
Yeah. All right. I could see that. It's a weird movie.
It's an unsettling movie for sure. And then you watch It too, and it's like completely ruins it. But, you know,
right.
That's the way sequels are sometimes. Right. So continue. What's your top three, dude?
Okay. How about I give you two honorable mentions? So it's basically a top five.
Okay. Honorable mentions. I like it.
All right. So
are they in any particular order?
Okay. Let me think about this for a second. Okay. Let me think backwards. I think my two honorable mentions are going to be. Yes. All right. So
you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're set. You've been thinking. You're set. Okay.
Honorable mention number one. It's number five on my list.
Okay.
Is a movie called Vacancy.
Oh gosh.
It has oh man, what's his face? What's the guy who's in The Wedding Crashers with Vince Vaughn?
Oh, what's his name?
His brother. Luke Wilson. Okay. Yeah, there you go. Luke Wilson is in this movie. And the premise basically is that these people are, their car breaks down or something for the night, and they are in the middle of nowhere, and there's this motel up there, and it's vacant. And so you get there, and then while you're in the room, it pops on the screen, the very same room that you're in, or there's a tape in there or something like that, and there's people who are being tortured. And there are all these tunnels underneath the motel, and like there's crazy people killing people, and it was scary.
Dude, that does sound very, very scary.
It was actually the first movie where I was, or scary movie that I watched, and I was like, this could actually happen. Like, I feel genuinely frightened.
Well, I think whenever you like Saw kind of came out, and yeah, it might be on your list, I'm not sure, but whenever Saw kind of came out, and that ushered in this whole like realistic horror films, you know, where it's not just like, you know, spiritual things or like where there's like some entity that's out to kill you.
Right.
It's like, you know, humans right. being evil. As opposed to they're just being evil.
Yeah, and so that was freaky. So that's my number five.
Number five.
Number four is actually, I debate putting this on number three, but number four is Alien.
Dude, such a great film.
Great horror movie.
Oh my gosh.
We've talked about this in the past couple of weeks. We had a review of Alien Isolation.
Dude,
I'll post that in the podcast.
But this film, like, it's one of those that you watch and it's very different from the rest of the films. Like, it's very different than like Prometheus, and it's very different from Aliens. Because it is like just this horror film, you know, where this thing is stalking you throughout the whole time, you know, and it has these weird twists of like the acid blood, and it's just like just builds the horror and does so well at making you scared, you know, and building up to this cool climax moment. So
for sure,
love that film too.
All right, number three.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
All right, that probably would be my number one.
That's your number one
scary
movie?
Like, that's okay. If you're rating this on scariest level.
Oh, on scariest level.
No, that's probably this is my, like, just my,
how much I like them. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so like whenever this came out, I enjoyed watching this with other people for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is genuinely horrifying.
Oh, dude.
It is like one of the scariest movies I've ever watched.
Well, and it's one of the most like muted scary movies that you've ever seen. Because it's like it starts off and it's like this home video. And it's but then the sound. I remember in the theater, like they do a lot of things with like big tones and like the subwoofer down there where they'll like drone something up and build the tension and build the tension but you don't realize it.
Nope.
Because it starts off and like there's no music. There's like, it just is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so scary, oh my gosh, dude. Like, you know, and the other thing is kind of like, you know, you could see this happening too. Like, it's like, this could happen. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it's like you don't have any direct. There was no direct contact. It's kind of the Jaws scenario where what you don't see is actually scarier than what you would see.
Yes,
it's just like the Langoliers too. Like the Langoliers movie was really scary up until you see them.
We might come back to that.
Okay.
All right. So
foreshadowing.
My second. Sorry, was that my third?
That was your fourth.
So my third favorite movie.
Okay.
No, that was my third.
That was your third. Yeah, that was your third.
Second favorite scary movie, Cabin in the Woods.
Okay.
Phenomenal movie. Have you seen it?
Yeah. It's good.
It's very good. It is like everything that you...
It's like kind of winking at horror films too, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's definitely winking at them, but it's, you know, it's like, you know, the entire time, you know, it even tricks you because you think you know what's happening. You're like, oh, these guys are just in control of everything. Then it turns out like this is actually some kind of crazy being that's going to destroy the world if you don't do this right. Yeah. You know, like, and I love how it plays off of all the tropes and, you know, like it has all the scares without being, you know, Scream, you know, like the movie Scream does the same. It's the same kind of purpose. You know, it's like, I'm going to make a scary movie. Yeah. This is not hokey.
No.
It's clever.
Yeah.
And I really, really like it. It's my number two.
That's your number two.
Number one.
Okay. What's your number one? This is number one favorite scary movie.
Yes.
Of Chris.
The Shining.
Okay. I like that one. It's a great one.
Yes. The funny thing is with this movie in particular, it was, you know, obviously a book by Stephen King. And whenever it came out, Stephen King hated it. Hated it.
How does he feel about his other movies? Like the other movies that have come out with his, based on his books. How does he feel about them?
I don't know. I mean, he's involved in a lot of them. And I don't know exactly how he feels about them. He, like with this one specifically, though, he felt like Stanley Kubrick ruined it. And it ruined the motivation and made Jack, the main character, someone who he actually wasn't in the book, which...
It doesn't really matter if he was or he wasn't in the book. It's still really horrifying.
Yeah, it's just really, I mean, you see buckets of, I mean, just waterfalls of blood coming down the hallway at you. You have like these crazy twins that show up that were, you know, like,
well, oh, like, man. even like if you do, like, even if his motivation is different in the book than it is in the movie, I'm like, it's kind of one of those things that you can't make, and I think I've said this on some podcast before, but books are very good at internal conflict and internal changes. Mm-hmm. Whereas movies, you can't do that. There's no way to get around that. You really can't see into somebody's mind.
Right.
And so whenever you're talking about somebody going insane, you know, there's no way to really play that out other than making what was internal external. And they did a really good job of giving him external motivation and external value changes in the movie.
Yep.
And so, I mean, honestly, if you have to change something to make that happen, to make what was internal external, by all means, please.
Well, and you know, like it is a very, it's a great look at just this one man's, you know, descent into insanity.
Yeah.
And, by the end, you don't even know what's real anymore and what's not real.
Right.
And you just have this sense of dread as to what he's going to do.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same same concept of as Alien, but in a completely different way.
Correct.
Where you have in Alien, you have a beast, an alien stalking Sigourney Weaver, and in this, you have this, you know, thing stalking him first, and then he's stalking everyone else. So it's, you know, it's this, the sense of dread and the sense of a threat rising is the same in both films. The feeling is the same.
Great acting by Jack Nicholson. I think it rivals Al Pacino's portrayal of the, in the movie Taxi Driver. You know, like a lot of people are huge fans of that movie, and I think that, you know, the performances on both of these movies, I liken them to each other because this is the first time whenever you really see these actors step out in this way and become someone else. You know, like this is not Jack Nicholson and that is not Al Pacino. Like, these are different characters. I love that. And it also has some great cinematography, you know, like these large, you know, still shots of this big lodge. And then you have like these cool, you know, effects shots with the, you know, buckets of blood and things like that. But then you have like these nice tracking shots that with the kid riding his bike around the hotel. And
that's really cool.
Yeah. Like,
it's interesting. Like, that movie does a really good job of setting up the location without being heavy handed about it. Like, you look at these, like, you know, big wide shots or whatever before you go into like an action scene or before you go into a dialogue scene or whatever. And those are fine, because they take like all of 2 seconds to do. Mm-hmm. But this one gets around that by like it, by giving you locational cues. Like, I mean, you know that it's snowing outside, you know, you know what's going on. And I just remember having a sense of like, if I had to navigate that place, I would probably be able to get close, you know? So it's interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. And it's also interesting, you know, as big as that place is, they are snowed in. And it starts to feel claustrophobic after a while, even though like these rooms are huge.
Yeah.
It still feels really, really claustrophobic.
And it gets more and more so as it goes along. So because I think they do the whole, like, where they show you around a lot and you start kind of building a map per se in your head. Mm-hmm. And so anytime, you know, you start building a map in your head, something becomes a little bit easier to grasp. So as the movie goes on, you increasingly become more aware that this isn't really that big.
Yeah.
You know,
I will say also last point, sound design in the movie plays a big part. You know, there's,
well, we mentioned that with like Paranormal Activity.
You know?
So it's like, I think that's a big part of scary films.
Yeah. Even the lack of it, you know, like in the same thing with Paranormal Activity has a lack of it. But like in this movie, you know, like whenever he's just sitting there typing the same thing over and over and over and over again on his typewriter, you do this slow push in on this room of him just sitting there typing, and like just the sound of it all, like sounds amazing. You know, like they do a great job of making that movie scary.
Another movie that is sort of scary with great sound design is Jurassic Park.
That's true. This is true.
It's got these horror moments in it too. Oh, yeah. Like it takes cues from these horror films where, you know, the dinosaurs are stalking you, the raptors, you know, in the kitchen. That's an incredibly tense scene that lends itself to like horror films. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Just want to throw that out there.
So, I was going to ask you what your, the worst, scary movie you've ever seen was. You stole mine.
Oh, did I?
The Langoliers.
Hmm.
Where it's like, okay, yeah, that was a pretty creepy, I think it was originally a TV miniseries, I think.
Or something like that.
You know,
that.
It's like 3 hours long or something.
Yeah.
And you spend, you know, the entire, like, you know, 2.5 hours waiting for these Langoliers to come. They're coming to eat time or something like that. And, you know, movie starts off pretty creepy because, you know, like these group of people get off a plane and no one's there. Like, no one is around. It's like the rapture happened or something like that, but it's worse. You know, like, there's no sign of it.
Well, like all the power's off too. Like they can't turn anything on. They can't, there's no like clocks or anything that are moving. I mean, it's just, everything is just gone.
Right. And so spoilers, but they have gotten stuck in time basically.
Yeah.
And,
where all the human beings who inhabited this space have moved on without them.
Well, they've moved on in time. So like they're in this one moment, and what happens to, time or places in time is the Langoliers come.
I forgot how they figured that out.
I don't remember either.
Because they figured out somehow, because they know the Langoliers are coming or something.
I almost would rather read the book than watch that stupid thing again.
Agreed.
And so it's a Stephen King thing as well. And so, you know, you wait the entire movie and you can hear the Langoliers coming. And eventually whenever they get there...
like they're taking down trees. You see them in the distance. It like takes down a tree and, you know. It's like Lost, whenever it moves the trees and you're like, ooh.
They get there, they look like giant 3D Pac-Men, furry Pac-Men with teeth.
I was kind of going to relate them to like turds.
Sure, yeah, they look like that too. Like they are so unmenacing and unscary that it's like, well, that's too bad.
It also didn't help that CG that was terrible around that time period.
It was awful.
Because it's a TV movie, it didn't even have the budget of a of like large scale films or anything.
Now
so,
I kind of actually want to see at least that last part of it again.
Oh, dude, I just remember it being terrible.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know. So that was the worst. What is that? Your worst?
So probably like just from a like build up to payoff situation. But I do remember that one being genuinely frightening, you know, to begin with. But I don't know, maybe one of the older ones that, again, because I like marathoned all of these horror films. and so probably maybe one of those. I was never a huge fan of a lot of the Freddy stuff or anything. I don't know. It just didn't freak me out or anything. It just was like, oh, this is dumb.
Yeah.
But probably the Langoliers is the worst one.
Yeah. One more. Which do you prefer? The Fly, these are the old versions too. The Fly or Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Invasion of the Body Snatchers for sure.
Yeah.
However, The Fly is really good. Like The Fly, and I like the finish of that movie because he ends up like squishing himself in the presser or whatever it is. And I liked the idea that they introduced the existence of that presser way earlier and you didn't suspect a thing or whatever. Yep. And then, you know, he can't live with how much of a monster he has become.
Yeah.
And does that. So, I mean, it's very, I liked that film from like a very storytelling perspective where, you know, it's the first time I really encountered a lot of the foreshadowing and that sort of thing. But I do prefer the Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
Those eyeballs are scary, dude.
Yeah, they are very scary.
Or they come to get you.
Yeah. A movie I watched recently that I had forgotten about, and the fact that it was actually pretty scary, was War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise.
Oh, dude, it's frightening.
And great movie, too.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, you forget that it's a good movie because it's different than the previous film. In that this is a ground level kind of an experience, whereas the other one was, hey, let's fix this, let's solve this. You know, it was like the world leaders and stuff. Yeah. The other thing, what were we just talking about? I had something I wanted to bring up as well. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah. The Fly.
Nope. I just lost it.
Lost
it's okay.
It. I think, you know, we should conclude our conversation talking about one of the classics of horror movies, Psycho. By Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh my gosh.
Something
The Birds.
The Birds, yes, The Birds.
Dude, The Birds.
I never found that movie particularly scary.
Oh, it wasn't frightening, but it was tense.
I mean, it was scary to some people. I think some people, I've heard, they are scared of birds today because of The Birds movie.
It's true.
But Psycho, I heard a bit of trivia that I did not know about that movie. So, you know, spoilers for Psycho, if you haven't seen it. It's like 50 years old. Go watch it.
Go watch it.
There's that scene at the end where they're sitting around explaining basically what happened to this guy, like that he was insane. Okay, and that the studio wanted to put that in. Alfred Hitchcock never wanted that in the movie, and he was very, very opposed to it because he just wanted, you know, this guy to be super, super weird and creepy, and
he didn't want the horror to end, basically.
Exactly. Well, it's
like The Matrix, where you're sitting there and you're talking to the architect or whatever. It's like correct. It's like that.
Well, you know, it normalizes the behavior. It's like, oh, that's okay. He was just crazy. You know, like,
yeah.
While that's the case, the fact, you know, that they have to sit around and say that he was crazy, you know, kind of normalizes it. And he did not want that. He wanted, you know, people to be literally really creeped out even after they leave the theater. He didn't want them to normalize this and be like, he's just crazy.
Did you see the film that was about Alfred Hitchcock and Psycho and like the process of getting that?
Was it a documentary?
No, it was they acted it. I can't remember who. It was brilliant.
Was it recent?
Yes, it was recent.
Nice.
Nominated for like Oscars and stuff like that.
Really?
I think so. Let me look this up.
All right.
I think it was called Hitchcock. But
I will have to watch this.
Yes.
Yes. I'll definitely check it out.
Really good, dude.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome because it gave a lot of insight into that type of thing where mm-hmm. he didn't, you know, a lot of things that he fought for and a lot mm-hmm. of things that he didn't want mm-hmm. And how he, it's interesting because they insert this kind of subplot in a story mm-hmm. within this story because mm-hmm. he's you know changing and making mm-hmm. this you know crazy film, and so it kind of like goes through his change from making other films previous into this left turn that Psycho was, where somebody called him like quaint or something like that in a newspaper review, and he got upset about it, mm-hmm. and so he's like, no, I'm just going to do something that's going to shock people.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a really it's a fun film, man. It's a long one, but it's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 2 hours. So, I mean, or not, I don't even know if it's. Yeah, I think it's around 2 hours. So, I mean, it's about on par with today's standards.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyway, yeah, this is a good time of year to watch these movies, and I'll probably like spend some time this weekend definitely watching some scary movies.
The Cell is a book that you should also read.
Yes, so that's going to be a movie in the future. I think this is the weird thing. It's going to have John Cusack in it. I think maybe Morgan Freeman.
What?
Which is weird. I don't know. I can't remember exactly who's in it, but it's going to be a movie in the near future, apparently.
Morgan Freeman can just talk. Like, if he just reads the book to you, like stands on screen and reads the book, yeah. I would be fine with that.
I would too, actually. But yeah, if you want a scary book, read that or read The Ruins. It's a good scary book as well. They're both quick reads. Like, you will blow through them in like a day and a half.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. So that brings our hashtag Writetober to an end.
Dude, it's over. How is it over, man?
I know, man. It's lasted an entire month.
However, I am really excited to get into November movie month.
Yep.
Because we're going to be, each week we'll be delving into movies and things.
We haven't talked about this on this podcast yet. We talked about it on Arrow Podcast.
We haven't.
Next month, November movie month, we're kicking it off next week with two movie reviews.
Boom! Two?
Two. We're going to review Interstellar. That's going to go up on Wednesday.
Probably Tuesday night late.
Tuesday night late, but yeah. Yeah.
If you want to stay up super late or if like you're on the other side of the world, you're set if you're on the other side of the world.
And then Big Hero 6 will possibly go up. It'll be
probably Thursday night.
Yeah. Or Thursday morning.
Yeah. Thursday morning? Or Thursday
when
night?
When are we watching it? On Wednesday night.
Watching it on Wednesday night.
It will go up sometime.
Yes.
Maybe Friday like normal.
Probably Friday like normal.
Okay, cool. So Big Hero 6 will be another review. I think we have Mockingjay that's coming out. I think I want to talk a little bit next week, probably with the Big Hero 6 main one, maybe. I don't know. The Nightcrawler is coming out tomorrow. It's for
talk about scary movies, Halloween. Man.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it looks like it's going to be good. We talked about that in our preview episode, and so if you're into scary movies, definitely check that out. Gone Girl, still in theaters. It's a good scary one to go see if you want to go see that. But yeah, we have a lot of movies coming up that we need to review.
Dude, November is a good month for that.
It is.
Very good. Is The Hobbit, The Hobbit's in December.
December, yep. Can't wait for that, though.
We're definitely going to review that sucker.
Yep. That's it for this week. We'll see you next time on Stay on Target.